Hello, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I need to advise this call to quarter for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, I was calling to make an unemployment claim.
Okay, I can do that for you. And may I have your social security number?
422-419146.
And may I have your name and your date of birth?
Marquess, Marquess Jackson.
Could I have your date of birth and your driver's license number and your mother's maiden name?
12/29/1993. My driver's license number is 8949582. My mother's maiden name is Dorothy Green.
Got it. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
I'm going to read you the four acknowledgement statements. You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, please tell me if my audio starts going in and out because I think I got to reset it.
Yes, ma'am, you did.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months? Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and you want to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
I don't know. I think I'm filed for regular.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have trade adjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am.
And your name is spelled Marquess and then Jackson.
Yes, ma'am.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you written under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you written under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
And could I have a good phone number for you, sir?
334-536-3573.
Got it. I'm going to ask you some demographic questions now. What is your race?
African American.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
11.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And may I have your current address?
4331 Gaston Avenue.
And do you get your meal at that same address?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your last occupation and your job title there?
A customer service rep.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or are you attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
12.
Say that for me one more time.
12.
Got it. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business or do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you seeking workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
I don't think so.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April the 1st, 2023 and March the 31st, 2024?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your check or savings account or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to deliver to you after approval payments, and there are fees and be charged certain activities. If you have a check or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And do you want checking or savings?
Checking.
Okay, sir. And may I have your routing number?
06-20-00-019.
And that was 40, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And may I have your account number?
03-49-899-627.
Okay, sir. And could I have the name of your last employer, the business name?
Circle K.
Let me see. Where is it? Okay, Circle K. And could I have the phone number for that job?
Yes, ma'am. Go on, look up. 334-286-8972.
And could I have the location, just the city?
Just the city?
Uh-huh.
Montgomery.
And could I have your start date?
February the 8th.
Was it this year?
Yes, ma'am.
And could I have your last day working?
I got off that morning. 2 in the morning, 6.
August the 6th, 2024?
Yes, ma'am.
And now it's asking, why are you no longer working?
I called them today. I've been waiting since last Tuesday here, so they said my store manager fired me. I didn't get no notification of it until the day I called the district manager. And he told me I was fired. He told me she supposed to be fired.
Okay. And did they give you a reason for it?
No, man.
Let me see. So August the 6th, 2024, and you said the store manager had fired you?
Yes, ma'am.
And could I have the name of the store manager?
Cassandra Taylor.
And I know you said they didn't give you a reason, but I just had to type it down. It says specifically, what were you told by your employer upon being terminated?
Well, he told me last week was I was arguing with a customer. That's what he told me last week. But they keep jumping from one thing to another, so I really don't know what they find.
Okay, let me see. And now it's asking, what did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to being terminated?
Well, he called me and was talking to me about, I had already talked to my store manager about it 3 weeks prior, so if it was a problem, he should have talked to me when she talked to me. Because I let it go after I got through with the customer and everybody.
Okay, so the other person you had spoke to was like the general manager, or was it like corporate?
I think he's the general manager because he overheard it, so he got to be the general manager.
Okay. And now it's asking, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
I'm going to read you the disclaimer. You're certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. You match your earnings for by a wage reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments or fraud penalties. You certify by entering your full name here that all of your answers are true and correct.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you some random questions now, and this is just for identity verification.
Yes, ma'am.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 13301 Hyde Park Southwest, 2655 Knollwood Drive, 324 Lexington Boulevard, 452 Medford Road, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
2655 Knollwood Drive.
The address, okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 22 Old Glory Way, 2905 McKinley Drive, 2955 Lakeview Court, 316 4th Street, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
I've never been associated with them.
Okay, got it. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2555 Lehman Chapel Road, 33 Winding Way, 4140 St. Louis Road, 4237 Sierra Way, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
St. Louis Road.
You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. It's just asking, do you agree to file this unemployment claim?
Yes.
You certifying appealing to your perjury that you are the person whose name and information provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
You understand that it is your responsibility to re-familiarize yourself with the contents of the claim and benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it says you understand. Okay. Got it. Let me see. I'm going to read you the closing statements. The final construction telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work for claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered at the Alabama Credit Center System. Your application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Credit Centers or log in to Alabama Works, alabama.gov, or edit your online resume. Prepare to do so, Arizona interest in your benefits, an information booklet, benefits, rights, and responsibilities booklet. Contain information on how your claim is determined. Discuss regarding eligibility and how to file required certification. Verify the false consistent booklet could cause denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim is not making start payments to you. You must clear certification once a week to claim your benefits of the previous week. Verify to make clear certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and run. Check my words together. You can file a week certification either online on the claim portal. Click file certification on the homepage or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Where is it? Your week certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certification cannot be made on Saturday. Period to file with your week certification scripted by 5 p.m. could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first week certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. Whether filing online by telephone, you need to remember your game. With the filing online by telephone, you need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions on the benefits, rights, and responsibilities booklet. Exceptional work requirements are made for the following. Acting union members who have submitted proof of concern of the union. Employees on a verified short-term layoff. Claims to direct approval training. Other may be mailed to you if you're subject to a passport or citizenship. It is very important to get for information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will contact regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss your findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision or claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Avalon Law requires your contact at least 3% to employers each week. You'll survive your contact when you pitch your claims. You met the employer more than once unless the employer is not hiring. You first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Fair to make at least 3 contacts each week or is on denial of benefits. For assistance your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. And do you have a pen and paper, Mr. Jackson?
I didn't take notes.
Okay. Just tell when you're ready, and I'm going to give you your confirmation number and then your pen number.
Okay. Okay, what's the confirmation pin?
Okay, sir.
Okay, what it is?
Say that for me one more time.
The confirmation page.
Okay. Your confirmation number is 498-074-04-405-405. And your PIN number is 3638. And there is two phone numbers that you need. The first one, this is for the weekly certification line, and you'll call this number starting this Sunday, and you'll call every Sunday as long as you're filing for unemployment. And when you call, they'll ask for your PIN number. And what they want you to do is apply for 3 jobs each week, and then on Sunday, you'll call in and put in the dates to apply for those jobs.
Yes, ma'am.
And they do want you to either register with a career center or the Alabama Works, the alabama.gov website, and it's just so you can upload your online resume. Okay. So if you already did that, then you don't have to do it again.
Have to go update it or something?
Like, so if you've already registered, then you don't have to do it again, but you do have to make sure your survey, I'm sorry, your resume is up to date.
Yes, ma'am.
And what was I going to say?
You were trying to give me the number.
Okay. So that phone number is
800-752-7389.
Yes, sir. And besides giving you that phone number, I was also going to mention that you can do your weekly certification anytime between Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., and you cannot call on Saturday.
Yes, ma'am.
And then the last number, this is for the inquiry department, and you only need to call this number if you have any questions. And you can call this number Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. The number is
800-361-4524.
Okay. And that was the last thing that I had to tell you, Mr. Jackson. And your claim has been filed. Do you have any questions for me, or are you okay?
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
Okay, sir. And I just wanted to say thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and I hope you have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Okay. Ooh, hold on. What is wrong with my mouse?